stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is, Josh. And hasn't this weekend had it all? Oh, rain, sunshine, incredible heat.
Rain, hail, and shine, Zach, some would say.
And double rainbows.
Running the whole gambit of weather. And yes, a double rainbow. It was spotted whereabouts in Brisbane?
I've got no idea. In the sky, I think it was.
It's probably found itself in the sky, arched down to the ground, standard rainbow.
There's no gold at the end of the rainbow either. No, anyone taking a disappointing drive.
Off they go. Quick listen to the Switch 1197, boys. See where this rainbow ends. Get your shovels.
Yep.
Not a lot going on.
Yo.
At the top of the show, who have we lost so far? 322-10197. If you are still listening, you want to get involved with the show. Plenty of stuff going on here in the studio. Zach almost got locked out.
We did almost get locked out.
Turns out old breakfast shift Tim, he likes to grab the key off me.
Yeah.
He grabbed it off me Sunday night. He returned it 5 minutes before the show started.
Oh.
I texted him in panic. I said, Tim, the key's not in the mailbox. Just about to leave. Went down to the servo, grabbed a bottle of water. As I came back, it was in there in the space of 5 minutes, mate.
Jesus, he's quick.
He's a bloody wizard, I tell you.
Yeah, he is. He's hiding in your garage.
Yeah, I figured he would be. Probably trying to learn our secrets. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, shake off that intro. I think I found the problem.
I thought it was a good intro.
No, I didn't have my pen in my hand. It's a trick, it's just a little comfort thing that I like to do. I do recall looking around for my pen, going, what on earth can I grab to get this show back on track? But I found my pen during that song break, so everything should go smoothly from here. What do you reckon?
Well, thank God.
Zach, Melbourne Cup, of course.
Yeah.
So, great news.
Not my favourite event.
Not your favourite event?
No.
Didn't put a bet on the ponies.
I didn't put a bet on the ponies. Last time I was in the sweeps, my horse died.
And you've been gun shy ever since.
There's been enough blood on my hands.
You've been gun shy, but not as much as that poor horse.
Exactly.
But, first female jockey to win the Melbourne Cup of 2015.
Yeah, I think the first jockey to ride the first female jockey to ride the Melbourne Cup as well.
I would have thought more females would be involved with riding horses because they're, notoriously lighter, some would say.
Yeah.
Slighter of frame. I mean, obviously not stepping on any kind of sexism stuff here, but, I mean, the facts are out there. Obviously, there are some gigantic women out there. But
yeah, the women I work with.
We certainly don't encourage them to jump on any horse, but especially not in a race situation. Feel free to jump on a horse if it's a trail ride or something like that, if it's your honeymoon.
What are you setting the weight limits for horse riding now?
Well, the horses need
What's the limit?
The horses need
What's
it.
The limit then?
85 kilos?
Okay, 85 kilo and
Which Josh, is a big woman.
Yeah, Josh says no horse riding.
Yeah, exactly. If you're 85 and over, think about just patting them.
Think about going to Bali and riding an elephant.
But the show, the Melbourne Cup, or the whole racing carnival, Zach, wasn't without a bit of controversy.
Yeah, it always plays foul.
It's fireworks,
yeah,
and racing carnivals.
Yeah,
they bring out the worst in people.
They do,
I reckon, from what I can understand. There were a few people who took the day a little bit
too far.
Yeah, a little bit too crazy.
Got a bit excited. Hadn't been out for a while,
and that's why we play this.
It's Josh and Zachary's Racing Carnival Fails.
Racing Carnival Fails, Zach.
Beautiful.
Got to be happy with that.
You got to.
So like we said, they serve alcohol at these things. People get dolled up.
They get liquored up.
They put fascinators in their hair.
They put down fat bets. They go to Lowe's shortly beforehand and purchase their biggest suit. And some white framed sunglasses to really set off the look.
Zach, young lady, she decided to end her Melbourne Cup fiasco in a most unsavoury way.
Have she a had listen. A bit of a bash.
Yeah. Have a listen to this.
A racegoer has ended her long day of celebrations with a bizarre stunt. She shoved a police officer into a flower bed moments before he was due to update the media on crowd behaviour.
Not the worst thing to be shoved into, though.
No, I mean,
might I point out,
if it was a sticker bush,
yeah, exactly. I mean, shoved into a mattress. Well, that doesn't sound good. Not in that context. I was going to say pillow, but that's even worse. Yeah. I mean, you're essentially shoved into a cloud, shoved into flowers.
A flower bed.
It's got to be good. I mean, it would be like saying, oh no, that officer was shoved into a ball pit.
Yeah, he had the time of his life. It's the Josh and Zach Show, Switch 1197. Stick around, we've got tons more to talk about straight after this. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
No doubt about that.
Zach, it's back in the news. Football's gone.
Oh, good.
Grand final was a mere couple of weeks ago, so that's good. But
yeah, I missed it already.
Obviously, now we make way for cricket.
Oh.
The gentleman's game.
Yeah, about time. Have a couple crumpets. Watch a bit of cricket, rather.
Go out and...
enjoy some sledging.
But this is good news for us, Zach, for the show, because it's a segment that we've done a few times. It's called Keeping That Conversation Afloat.
And
a lot of the times you find...
it's basically what we play for 2 hours.
Essentially, you find yourself in a car situation, perhaps with an Uber driver, perhaps with a taxi cab driver. I believe we picked you up in a tow truck the other day.
We had some car trouble.
It was good news. So, you had to keep the conversation going, because I imagine a conversation like a balloon, Zach. You have to kind of keep knocking it up and it'll gradually fall to the ground. And once it hits the ground, the person that you're talking to realizes, hang on a second, this guy has absolutely no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And then you look like a goose. You want to avoid that at all costs. So in this situation, Zach, I want to do the same kind of thing, only with cricket chat. And make it a little bit different. You've been pulled over by a police officer, Zach.
Nah.
But played by myself. Yep. Now, you're up to no good, obviously, zipping around your car at a late hour. And
well, how's that automatically mean I'm up to no good?
Well, you're up to
no good. Fascist.
Anyone who's driving
after 8 o'clock. I might be a night shift worker.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Am I being detained?
You will be. If you don't finish these sentences, or if you don't keep the conversation going for this police officer, Zach.
I'm
going
to get a ticket.
Do the best you can. Me as the police officer, I'll just ask you a couple of random questions, just so I know that you're definitely coming from the cricket. Let's kick it off with this.
It's time for Zach Casey to keep that conversation afloat.
Oh, shit. It's the fuzz. he's pulling up behind me, I guess. I thought maybe you might just start talking.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day, officer. It took you a little while to walk over here.
I had to walk from my car to make sure it came to a complete stop.
I understand that you would have to do that in real life, but I mean, if it was a scenario, you'd imagine you'd just start pretty much without jerking around.
Listen, young man, I had a bit of an issue with the volume control there, so let's not delve too much into that. Where are you off to at this late hour, mate?
I'm just coming home from the... you look like a bit of a cricket man yourself. With that Merv Hughes moustache, yep. I'm actually coming back from the cricket.
Guilty as charged, I am a bit of a cricket fan. Don't think a bit late for you to be coming home from the cricket, mate. What stadium were you coming back from?
The MCG.
The MCG, you've driven up from Melbourne, have you?
Yeah, big road trip with the boys.
Obviously, you were playing, you're rooting for Australia, obviously. But who were they versing then, if you're such a cricket?
Oh, the other team.
The other team?
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of them. It's hard to tell, they were all dressed in white.
Yeah, they are. There's been a few issues with that. People don't know what's going on. So you're obviously a big cricket fan of the Australian team. The big name there, the captain, of course, being?
El Capitano, I call him.
Yeah, we do down at the precinct as well. We call him El Capitano. So, yeah, off of that. How many, obviously, you'll know the score. How many home runs were there, mate?
Runs, mate, not home runs. Are you even a police officer?
Yeah, no, I am a police officer. That was a trick question, mate. So a
bit of investigative work.
The game running, of course, over how many days?
Three.
Yeah, they're skipping the fourth day.
Wrapped her up early. It was a rain day, knock off a smoker.
Yeah, they did actually knock off a smoker. I can't give you anything like that. But they declared, Australia, they declared, they obviously batted first. So Kiwis, obviously, in the fourth day, they'll be needing to get this many runs on the board. 304, 404, or 504, mate?
Ah, jeez. Memory's a little bit hazy on it, but I remember 304 for some reason.
304?
Yeah.
Step out of the car, please, sir.
Am I being detained?
You are being detained. It's 504.
I gotta call my mum.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative.
Yes.
And excellent drop-in. And
Zach, I've been working on those.
This show has been shrouded in controversy for a fair while. We used to do a segment, and it was one of my favorite segments and probably one of your favorite segments because it was a way for you to showcase your talents.
Oh.
It was impression of the week.
That's not one of my favorite segments.
It could be one of your favorite. It's definitely the listener's favorites.
Yeah.
And people aren't happy that we haven't done impression of the week for a very long time.
Mm.
And I think to myself, well, has Zach lost the ability to do impressions?
A lot of people would say yes, and I tend to agree with them.
You were never very good at impressions.
That's true.
Which was good. Which made the bit work.
We don't have anyone. We don't have anyone to do impressions.
We needed someone. But I was thinking to myself, there's guys out there who do impressions well.
Yeah.
And there's guys out there who do impressions badly.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, being an impressionist extraordinaire like yourself, would you have the ability to, even if it is a bad impression, figure out who they're impersonating?
Oh, yeah.
A guy on YouTube, he announces himself as the worst impressionist ever. And I was wondering if I play for you a few of them, you can decipher who they are.
Mate, I'm all over this. I got full confidence.
Well, let's kick it off with the first one. This one.
Listen to me. We have to get out of here. They're trying to kill you.
I mean, that's got to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
An easy one?
Yeah, easy one to do, though.
We'll give you that for that. Let's go with impressions.
He's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh, they get better. Listen to this one.
Whoa. Wow.
Christopher Walken. Easy.
He's done it again.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken. See, I told you you were good at this.
Right.
Have a listen to this one.
I heard it, so I came out. I'm out here because I heard it.
Dane Cook.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm good.
How the hell did you get that? Every time I try to get something to bamboozle you, it never bamboozles you. You can say words backwards.
Mate, I can do anything.
All right, have a listen to this last one.
Damn it, Bobby. Dang it, Dale.
Oh, that's guy off King of the Hill, sells propane and stuff.
What's
isn't
his
it?
Name?
Hank, King of the Hill.
But once again, you ruin a bit.
Give me the bell. Too Give good. Me the bell. There we go.
It's Josh and Zach. God's sakes. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative, Zach. Christmas is just around the corner.
It is. Ho, ho, ho.
And I'll tell you
and
what.
And not in the pejorative sense either.
No.
Keep your minds out of the gutter.
Of course.
If you are in a car and it's three women listening, I did not just address all of you as ho. I was merely expressing a seasonal greeting.
Yes. And they're going, oh, good. I didn't mean to put words in your mouth.
No.
Obviously, women hate that.
But they do.
Zach, Christmas is just around the corner, is what I'm saying. And something that happens a lot in Christmas is people get very sad.
They do. It's one of the... Well, you shouldn't laugh about it.
No, don't laugh.
It's a depressing
sadness.
Time.
It is.
A lot of suicides during Christmas. Well, I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying a fact.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can say fact.
And, I probably shouldn't have said I'm not making fun of it as if I was assuming you thought I was.
Yeah, now I look like the bad guy.
You do. As if thinking that's something we're going to be making fun of on the show.
Yeah, stick around. But of course we won't.
No. Let's make that perfectly clear.
Let's get that off the table.
Yeah, we're taking the moral high ground on this one.
So far we've insulted women.
But it is a fact that they increase during Christmas because a lot of people get the Christmas blues, Josh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure to feel happy during Christmas.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of pressure to be seeing your family, seeing your friends.
Hello.
And you might look around and think, oh my God, I don't have any friends.
I'm by myself.
Yeah.
I'm alone for Christmas. Why? Because you don't have a date.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't have a girlfriend and boyfriend. One
but
or the other.
You've always got the Josh and Zachary show.
That's where we're going with this. Guaranteed happiness across the Christmas break.
Yeah, obviously.
By listening to the Josh and Zachary show. And
do
of course,
not interact with us outside of show hours.
You'll be assaulted. But a lot of people out there, they don't have a partner for Christmas.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
A catalyst for their depression or their sadness or loneliness. So, Zach, there's a couple of things. Obviously, dating is going to get you one of those. You know, never be too shy to go out and have a date.
Well, no, I don't think that's fair. I think sometimes be too shy to go out and have a date.
Oh, you reckon?
Bit of modesty.
Yeah, obviously, if you...
You know, not modesty, but, you know, have some shame.
For you and the other person.
Exactly.
Because you shouldn't have to put them in a bad spot.
No.
You know?
No one wants to have to sit across from you when you're not looking great.
Yeah. Find yourself in a situation when you're in a bad date.
Yep.
This is where we're going with this. Here are some examples of ways to get out of a bad date. And I've made a list for everyone to enjoy.
Okay. So I look forward to experiencing every single one of these things on the list.
Zach, first excuse to get out of a date or reason to get out of a date. Have a friend call you about an emergency.
Yep.
An emergency is, of course, move, that is one. In quotation marks, as in there's not a real emergency.
Yeah, because you get a lot of idiots.
That would cause an emergency.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they've got the phone cord wrapped around your mother's throat.
So I've done that emergency thing you wanted.
I've strangled your mother to death. You might want to come quick.
Yeah, you really left the window open on that one for me to improv.
Speaking of windows open, go to the bathroom, never come back.
Yeah.
That's a classic move.
It's got to have a big window, though, that bathroom. A popular option in the higher-end restaurants.
Plus, then you make other people wait to go to the bathroom because the door's locked and you're going... You're out the back. You're halfway home.
And the chef's kicking down the door.
Thinking you've had a heart attack on the loo, which is a nightmare situation. So probably steer clear of that one. Zach, say you're sick.
Yep.
Which is always good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to go. I'm about to shit myself.
Probably don't go as far as that. You don't have to go into too many details.
Well,
but
can't hurt.
It's always best if you do.
The more detail you paint into a lie, mate, the more believable it is, I've always found.
What detail would you paint into this one? Tell them that you're on call.
Oh, yeah, I'm on call. I'm a, paramedic.
See, that's a dicey one, though, because if you're across the room from someone or in a date... across the table, and then you go, oh, listen, I'm on call. Oh, why? Because I'm a doctor. Then your stocks have just gone up.
Yeah, okay.
And then you're going to have to fight extra hard to get out of that date.
Say you're Jayant Patel, though.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm a doctor, but my name's Jayant Patel.
Or do something absurd so they want to bail on you.
Yeah, face into the food. Yeah. One of the perfect ones to do. Old classic.
Put your face in the soup.
Always buy the pumpkin soup.
Yep.
But wait until it's tepid.
Don't put your face in scalding hot soup.
No, you will live that with that for the rest of your life.
Zach, just before we wrap up the show, I did recall we were talking about Melbourne Cup a little bit earlier.
We were.
I had a joke lined up that I didn't get to use.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the times... Yeah,
you want to get that out then. It would have to be a corker of a joke to...
To bring it up 2 hours later.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't wait to hear it.
I've just been sitting here going, for God's sake, you know, I've prepped... Yeah,
when are we going to get back round to the Melbourne
Cup? Yeah, like I was hoping... I was like kind of winking at you. Like,
I'm not waiting a year to bring this joke out.
I was miming a horse the whole time.
Though I do the same bit every Movember.
It's good when you do a radio show for long enough that you can just keep using the same stuff that you did each year.
It's 2014 Christmas.
should have
forgot to change that.
Fix it up in post. Well, we were talking about the Melbourne Cup, of course, the winner being the Prince of Penzance.
Yeah,
and of course the jockey, Zach. You know the jockey.
Yeah, I know who. I don't know the name of the jockey.
No, no, I'm not asking you, but
I don't know the jockey personally
significant,
either.
Significant jockey too. Or something.
Was it?
Yeah.
One of 10 kids, I believe.
No, not one of 10 kids. More significant to the day.
Like a female jockey.
Surprised she didn't get lost along the way. Am I right? Worth it? Because what I'm doing there, Zach, is I'm actually playing off con the stereotype that women, of course, are bad with directions.
And they get lost.
The joke, of course, being it's very difficult to get lost in
a round
circle.
Yeah, no. I guess that makes it... I think the music's even giving up.
It's Josh and Zach. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in.
No, mate, that was a corker of a joke.
Yeah,
no. I think it deserved to come back.
Yeah, it should have. Yeah, you know, a lot earlier, and then peppered throughout the rest of the show.
If anything, it'll be peppered through next week's show. Tune in.
Zach, one thing I didn't get to this show was the fact that people have adopted a grizzly bear, and they've lived with a grizzly bear for X amount of time.
Oh, I can't wait for the day that bear turns on them.
I want to bring that
what
up.
What do you mean we're out of honey?
I want to bring up for next week's show, though, so they'll give everyone something to enjoy. Other than that, I hope everyone has a great week. Check out the Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast on iTunes and podbay.com. It's called Josh and Zachary Show Snippets. Of course, check us out on Facebook. Search Josh and Zachary Radio Show. Give us a like. Follow along at home, Zach.
And while you're clicking around on Facebook, check out the Switch 1197 Facebook. Give it a like. Give it a follow. Keep up with all the other great shows.
And we were referencing the breakfast shift earlier this morning, or earlier in the show, but it's actually Breakfast with Alistair and Tim.
That's true.
They've changed their name. So yeah. I've got wrap
they
around
had to get up. Their name on the title.
Yeah. So
top billing.
Everyone, have a great week.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.
We'll see you guys next week.